This is the second lecture of the day, May 29th, 2021. We're still on handout 8, just after exercise 23. This lecture will cover the rest of the handout, basically the discussion and data around exercise 24. We're going to talk about the high vowels of Nechanov. Nechanov has four high vowels. They are pronounced I, E, U, U. We also call them short I, short U, and long U. These are high vowels. The interesting thing is they are pronounced a little bit differently next to the back consonants. And by back consonants, I mean Q, round Q, back X, round back X, back H, and pharyngeal stop. These six consonants are pronounced q as in qawi, qua as in qoni, kh as in khashkuk, khwa as in mokhoshkin, ha as in hayu, and a as in anis. However, these back consonants do not affect the low vowels. The low vowels are short A and long A, which are typically pronounced a and ah. Also, other consonants like K, X, H, and glottal stop, k, kh, h, a, do not cause vowel lowering. I'm going to pronounce the data in example 8, and you'll be able to listen to this as many times as you want afterwards, because I will upload the lecture to our course webpage. The first word is isak, respect, isak. The vowels in this word sound as expected, isak. The next word is hishuk, hishuk. Kuna, kuna. Uyi, uyi. Muksi, muksi. Khashkip, khashkip. Kay, kay. Hashkwi, hashkwi. Now you should be able to hear some vowel deformation. The word k, meaning a long time, has a long I in it, but it's not a pure E. It sounds more like A, k, k. What you're hearing is that the Q is deforming the vowel. Hashkwi is similar. Hashkwi has a short I in the first syllable, but the back H deforms the I. So instead of sounding like I, it sounds more like E. Heshkwi. Hout houya. Hout houya. Outye. Outye. Mokhwa. Mokhwa. Keetl keetla. Keetl keetla. Eight eta. Eight eta. Yeah. Yeah. Koas. Koas. Kakawis. Kakawis. Anis. Anis. Ama. Ama. What you should be able to hear, if you listen to these words carefully, is that the back consonants, the Qs, the back Xs, back H, and pharyngeal stop, deform high vowels. The high vowels are short I, short U, and long U. There's a good reason for this. If you look at the diagram of the vocal tract, you'll see that Q's, X's, back H's, and pharyngeals are pronounced either at the back of the mouth or in the throat. And they all involve the tongue. So when we say kha, kha, ha, when we make these sounds, the bottom of our tongue is flexing. And the tongue is a long, flexible muscle. If we flex the bottom of the tongue, the top of the tongue moves. The high vowels, I and U, are made with a high tongue towards the roof of the mouth, but the tongue can't be in two places at once. The back consonants pull the tongue down. The high vowels want the tongue to be high. The tongue can't do both, so something has to win, something has to lose. In Nüchanov, when consonants and vowels conflict, the consonants win. So back consonants pull the tongue down, and the result is that high vowels get deformed. Now, in example 8, I pronounce those words for you. They're only written in the Nüchanov alphabet. But exercise 24 is based on the data in example 9. And in example 9, the words are written for you both in the Nüchanov alphabet and in the IPA. The IPA is more detailed. It gives you a closer phonetic transcription. It shows you how the sounds are actually pronounced. The Nüchanov alphabet transcription is less precise. It only shows the sounds that are meaningful, the sounds that are significant, contrastive. It doesn't show as much detail as the IPA transcription. So what you're going to be asking in exercise 24 is what sounds are actually pronounced versus what sounds does a native speaker of Nüchanov actually hear? In exercise 24, you're going to be considering these three sounds: I, I, I. I, I, I. Now, the difference in quality between I and I is like that in the English words bit and beat. Consider the English word bit, spelled B-I-T, bit. That's in IPA, we write that vowel with the small capital I. The word beet, spelled B-E-E-T, the vegetable, beet, that we write with the regular I. If you forget that, just go 7 pages back to when we were talking about vowels, and on handout 5, I list all of the vowels of English and the way they're written in normal spelling and in IPA. So compare the first two, bit, beat, and bit. Beat, bit. That shows you those two words written in normal spelling and in IPA. Let's go through the data in 9, and I'd like you to pay special attention to how the I's are pronounced. We have three different sounds. We have short I, short E, and long E. The question is, are these all one phoneme, two phonemes, or three different phonemes in Nüchanov? You will have to come up with reasons to say whether they're one, two, or three phonemes. The first word is uyi. Uyi. The second word, uyi. Uyi. Teach. Teach. Nani. Nani. Sasin. Sasin. Hini. Hini. Chia. Chia. Thitmaxti. Pithimaxte. Pipitskuk. Pipitskuk. Kuathia. Kuathia. In these 10 words, we have examples of I, I, and E. You're going to answer the question, how many phonemes are these? Chooch.